What's up? Welcome back to the Mentality Podcast. This show is probably best watched on YouTube, so head down to the show notes and watch this episode on YouTube. While you're there, make sure you subscribe and turn on notifications. And other than that, let's get on with the show, baby.
Welcome back to the Mentality Podcast.
In this corner. I don't know what I was going to say there, actually.
We literally just said, think about what you're going to say before you say it, and then Ben tries to riff, and look where we are.
Hey, you know what? You caught me off guard. I was still pressing record. I was doing work over here.
That was the whole point. I was trying something different this week.
You're trying to derail me. At least you did the intro this week, and I don't have to do all the work. I decided to do a reclined episode this week. I'm straight chilling.
Yeah, Ben's in casual mode, slugging a beer.
Drinking on the job, as I do.
Yeah, I mean, if you think he drinks a lot now, you should see him at his day job.
How often do you think I drink at my day job?
Oh, I thought that was the whole job.
Just slamming old meals for a paycheck.
It's good work if you can get it.
Support drink work, you know? Like you support sex work and shit.
Support drink work, yeah, okay. Put that on a fucking t-shirt.
So, we talked last week about how I forgot it was your birthday, and this week it is not your birthday.
But yeah, so nothing to forget.
The day this comes out is the day I turn 23. So I'm going to make a deliberate point of saying that it is my birthday.
Yeah, well, I have no chance of forgetting because I also forgot what date yours was and I looked it up. Or you told me, one of the two.
Yeah, well, we still don't know what our third friend in the same group chat. We don't even know what his birthday is yet, I don't think, do we?
I looked it up before we recorded the last one. It's November 17th.
Oh, so we got a minute. We got a minute.
We got a minute. We got to think of a gift.
I don't know about that.
Yeah, right. Fuck that guy.
It was an interesting thought for me to think of when I was like 16, 17. I always thought of 25 as this monumental age. And I know we're not 25. So I will leave that there. But 25 is a lot closer than 18 was. Or 18 is, sorry.
Is this a bit or?
No, this is a thought. I thought you had something. I thought you were listening to what I was saying.
It sounded like you were literally mocking the way that you said we should not like take so long to say things on the podcast.
Oh, was that bad? You want me to go again?
Yeah, you know, we're closer to 25.
All right, I'll run it again for you, just for you, okay?
I'll leave it in. I don't care.
So we are turning 23. I just turned 23.
I don't care actually, if you've anyone been 23 watches for a couple this podcast. Weeks, and Louis certainly liked it.
Louis cannot make two episode appearances.
What? Louis can't be a recurring guest?
Oh, I guess he's a friend of the pod.
Yeah, friend of the pod.
All right, he's back. He's about in. He's rehired. He got fired last week.
Hashtag return of Louis.
We're closer to being 25 than we are to being 18. And I realized that a few days ago. As it was Wolf's birthday, and I was thinking of my friend's birthday so carefully and cautiously and courageously, I realized that we are closer to 25 than we are to 18, and 18 doesn't feel like that long ago. So I have a strong feeling like next thing we know, we're going to be 30 or 25 or 50 or, you know, whatever. Okay. And probably that too. But time is starting to fly a bit more, and things are starting to move a lot faster, and it's just kind of weird to think about, not in a depressing way, but like we're getting older.
Funny that you mentioned that because I was talking to somebody that we went to high school with the other day, and I said, "It's weird to me because I just turned 23 a couple days ago, and I still feel like a kid. Like I feel like a 16-year-old with a credit card, basically."
That's true.
Yeah, like I remember being younger. I remember being like 14, 15 and thinking about, you know, being in my 20s and thinking, oh, I'll have it together. I'll have a credit card and I'll be living on my own and I'll be, you know, have a stable job and all that shit. And here I am 23 and I got none of that.
I'm a lot more put together now that I don't have a credit card.
Okay. What? That was very confrontational.
That wasn't meant to be that way. But no, like I was very reckless with my spending when I had a credit card. And now that I don't, I feel like I'm actually a lot more put together. I used to just spend all of my fucking credit card, a whole bunch. But anyways, that's not the point of this conversation. Like I was saying, it's, you know, closer to 25. I'm ultimately probably going to keep saying shit like that as we get older. I'll be like, oh, 28 is close to 30. 32 is close to 35, you know, shit like that. But ultimately, You're only as old as you can make yourself, I guess, and, like, you're never going to have shit figured out. People who are 30 look back at their 20s and, like, oh, I thought I had shit figured out. No one ever has shit figured out. That's what I've realized.
I definitely went through a period of time in high school where I thought I knew how the world worked.
Oh, boy.
Boy, was I delusional. I wasn't totally wrong, but I certainly wasn't right either. And, yeah, it was, teenage delusion. I'm 17 now. I've got everything figured out. You guys can go fuck yourselves. I'm sure all my teachers are like, yeah, yeah.
Well, no, you did not have life figured out. I can assure you that. I had the same thought, though, that was confrontational, so deal with it.
So is this how the whole episode's going to be?
You're going to say something, and I'm just going to absolutely shit on it for the rest of the episode.
I'll grab Louie again.
Oh, no.
Or one of the other ones.
I guarantee I'm going to have a nightmare about Louie tonight.
Well, I don't get what you find so off-putting about him.
He just keeps appearing before my eyes.
Yeah, so do I.
I guess it's fair.
Even worse, right?
Yeah, but I already have nightmares about you.
Do with that what you will.
Haha! Anyways, what I was saying, when I was 18, I had the same sort of thought that I knew what I was doing, especially since I was the assistant manager of a retail store at 19, and I had people working for me that were older than me. A lot of people working for me that are older than me. Same shit when I was the assistant manager of a store when I was 20 years old, 21 years old, whatever. I was like, felt so high and mighty because I thought I knew what the fuck was going on. But let me tell you, I did not know anything.
Yeah, I mean, what's the old saying? If you ever find yourself the smartest person in a room, you're in the wrong room.
It's true. That is true. I feel like lately this year, my goal's been to get better at what I do professionally and just enjoy my life more with the understanding that I'm not the best at what I do. Because last year, I was so high and mighty about who I thought I was. And I've grown so much more by just not pretending like I know what I'm doing. Acknowledging that I'm not the smartest person in the room and being okay with that.
Yeah, us 23-year-olds who definitely know how life works. Come to us for all your life advice, relationship advice, business advice.
I will turn $10,000 into $33,000 in a matter of one day. All you have to do is give me $10,000.
Invest it all in Dogecoin.
This is not financial advice, but I support you investing in Dogecoin. This is not financial advice, but you can invest in the podcast today and turn your $10,000 into $20,000 eventually.
I was going to say you could turn your $10,000 into absolutely nothing.
All we'll do is put all of your money into Dogecoin.
Ben will put all your money into Dogecoin and it'll be gone
by the morning. I like how it's my... that I invested in Dogecoin one time and I never stop hearing about it.
And how did that go for you?
I put $700 into Dogecoin 6 months ago.
Yeah, and you made the mistake of telling the boys.
It wasn't even so... it was like 200.
I thought it was like 1,000.
No. All I'm going to do is time the market so I get in at the lowest possible moment and sell at the highest possible moment and then get fucking rich.
Oh, I just want a Tesla. Is that too much to ask?
All I want is a Tesla, and Elon won't even let me buy it with Dogecoin.
All I want is a Tesla and maybe a Cybertruck.
That's the same thing, isn't it? A Tesla Cybertruck.
Well, they're both made by Tesla, I guess.
Teslas are indeed made by Teslas, yes.
Ben's about two wisecracks away from me doing the rest of the episode as Heath Ledger's Joker.
Oh, I was hoping you were going to say Solo, because I actually kind of want to play video games.
That whole thing cut out for me.
Good. Thank God. I have it recorded, and you'll hear it in 2 weeks. So, anyways, the time this episode comes out, we'll probably have recorded a few more episodes at this point. Because I'm going to be in Winnipeg, which I couldn't say last week. Because what the fuck are you looking at me like that for? I'm going to say it again for the third out of four episodes. What is your problem?
Because your video and audio are not synced.
And the time this episode comes out, I will be in Winnipeg. I'll be back home for the first time in over a year. And my parents don't know, which is why I couldn't say it. I don't know if my parents even watch this. So if you do, I apologize. Promise you, I'm still the best child. We're going to be recording some episodes in Winnipeg, hopefully. That's the plan.
Yeah, it's the plan.
We'll finally be reunited. The Pod Boys.
Pod Boys will be in the same room for the first time since last summer.
I think so.
Yeah, something like that. So
I haven't been back. I went back 3 times the first year I moved here. I was only able to go once last year because of COVID. And I haven't been able to go at all yet this year because of timing and COVID. But no, I'll be back next week. I decided to not tell the cousin I'm closest with or my parents that I'm coming. And just my goal is to just knock on the door and then they'll answer the door and I'll be there.
Knock on the door and then they'll phone the police.
I wouldn't be surprised. The reason I say that is because I wanted to... this episode's about toxic masculinity, and I wanted to bring up as an intro into that conversation the concept of being mama's boy, I guess.
Toxically masculine.
That too. Yeah, that. I am toxically masculine.
I don't think toxically is a word, to be honest, but...
Yeah, literally, as you were saying that, it says we're raised to be toxically masculine, and the toxically is all red. It's like, that is fucking wrong.
No, it's funny that I said that, though, because I'm not looking at the script.
Let's go back to talking about my mother for a second.
Yes, because that ties in with toxic masculinity.
It does, I think, at least. So my old boss, she said to me at one point, she's like, you are for sure a mama's boy, aren't you? And I was like, I don't know what that means or why you're saying that, but I guess so. Yes, sure. But then I thought about it more and she's actually fucking right. There's a lot more influences from my mom than there is from my dad. And I wonder if that leads into... I wonder if there's an impact between... who raises you and the way your parents raise you and the way that you act as a man.
I'm definitely closer to my mom than I am my dad, but I guess both of us are 50%, or everybody's 50% genetic makeup of their parents, right? So you're obviously going to pick up traits from either side. I mean, I look more like my dad than I do my mom, but I think I've picked up my mom's sense of reason and logic, thankfully, so...
I think the difference is you might pick up the traits, but are they dominant traits or more recessive traits? Like, how prominent are they? I think that's the difference between what parent raises you. And that's not necessarily to say that that means that your mom is going to have better traits because everybody's different. But I think it just depends on each person, the way that reflects and comes off.
I can't make the joke that I want to make, so...
Do it, pussy. And that, my friends, was an example of toxic masculinity.
No, because I don't trust you to edit it out, because I was listening to the fucking final edit of episode 3, and there were some odd jump cuts and things in there.
I cut everything out. I listened to the episode today. Do you know what toxic masculinity is? Like, by definition?
I feel like I could point it out if I saw it happening, but I couldn't give you, like, a succinct definition of it off the top of my head.
Because when I searched it, for the script, and it surprised me at what it was. The need to excessively compete to dominate others.
Sounds like football to me.
I always had this perception of, like, that boys will be boys shit.
Mm.
Where boys are just, like, dudes are just assholes. And, oh, but boys will be boys, and that's totally fine. But is it competition? I guess so. What leads to boys being assholes... as kids too, like,
I think kids in general just are dicks sometimes, and then you kind of learn through trial and error or through your parents being like, hey, you were a fucking asshole, knock it off. That's why there's a lot of kids I grew up with who could have benefited from an ass kicking or two.
Mm-hmm.
So I just remember thinking, like, all that guy needed was somebody to tune him up in, like, grade 5, and he probably would have mellowed out and figured out, like, hey, maybe if I, you know, didn't mouth off to the big, big scary guy, that he wouldn't have beaten the shit out of me, you know? I mean, consequences are a big thing, so. But no, I don't buy into boys will be boys.
But what does that even mean? That, like, every action is justified, or what?
Well, for every action, there's an equal and opposite reaction, right? That's physics.
No, I mean, but, like, boys will be boys. What does that mean?
That's just an excuse that people came up with to excuse boys being fucking horrible people.
I guess so. I guess it's fair.
No, I mean, my parents were never the type to be like, oh, he's just being a kid or something. Like, if I got out of line, they told me I was being out of line. And, you know, so I think I have a good system of checks and balances and morals in place that I know when I'm...
Yeah, like, I knew when I was going to say some shit that was stupid that my parents would not be happy. It would not end well.
Yeah, exactly. See, that's exactly what I just said, though. You know, everybody needs at least one or two good ass kickings to, you know, so they don't get an inflated sense of self-importance.
I wonder if maybe I'm just getting to the point where I'm starting to question why new beliefs are the way they are, but, like, the concept, like, my the concept of spanking and that it's going to ruin your kid, I feel like I'm relatively fine. Is it a bad thing? I don't know. I certainly know that there's consequences for my actions and that I did not want that to happen again, so I didn't do it again.
No, and, you know, they're unfortunately not setting their kids well, setting them up well for what the world is going to be like, because, yeah, they can get away with that with mom and dad, but as they get older and get into a formal setting with strangers or into a workplace, you know, it's those things don't fly. And that's just so, I mean, they're going to learn one day. I mean, we're all, there's a great line from the movie Moneyball where he said, we're all told one day that we can no longer play the children's game. He said, some of us are told at 10, some of us are told at 20, some of us are told at 50, but we're all told.
And going into being an adult with no sort of grasp on reality is kind of shitty. And this concept of boys will be boys, just so I'm being clear here, it fully gives into that, where you're not able to really have a grasp on reality when you get older. Because people will have adverse reactions to your actions. And they will not agree with everything you do. And ultimately, if you're going to be a dick, there is a very real possibility that someone could punch you in the face. The concept of like misogyny and homophobia being like rooted in that boys will be boys type shit is kind of dumb. Especially nowadays. I don't know of any girl who would want to date a guy who's a total piece of shit to women.
Yeah, I mean, I can't speak to that mindset. I know what happens. I think you're almost getting into the topic of like abusive relationships, right? In that a lot of times women end up staying with somebody who's an abuser because that person basically strips them of their self-worth and basically leads them to believe that like if you leave, like you're never, you said you're nothing. If you leave me, then you're never going to find anybody. Which is why they stay for so long. Yeah, well, I'm just thinking, like, the way that some guys act like that who are total misogynist creeps, it never even occurred to me to ever act like that. It never crossed my mind that that was a way that I could act.
I agree.
Not that it'd be good, but it never, even when I saw it in real life, I remember thinking, like, I don't understand this at all.
Like, it always makes you wonder why it was allowed to be okay when they were being raised anyways.
Well, because people just, I think boys will be boys is almost just them saying, I don't want to parent my kid, let them figure it out.
That's an interesting point, actually. I guess I never really thought of it like that. I think a lot of all this shit with boys will be boys and all that crap is rooted in emotional expression as a guy. And the reason, the fundamental reason for making this podcast is because ultimately people are very bad at expressing themselves. Dudes are even worse at expressing themselves, especially when it comes to emotions. So I'm interested in your thoughts on this, but I wonder if feminine influence and that concept of being a mama's boy would encourage men to be more open to expressing themselves, like through that style of, like, I feel like mothers are typically a lot more supportive than fathers. Fathers teach you typically in most households, they're there for the work ethic and to teach you to be a man, and a mom is going to support you and take care of you. But maybe that nurturing is good for guys to learn at a young age so they can learn to be more emotional beings.
Yeah, I mean, men in general have a big problem expressing themselves. I mean, it used to be, like I said in the last episode, is that I'm terrible sometimes at expressing my feelings or my emotions. And it used to be basically that every year, pretty much once a year, because I had that whole thing instilled in me, not even from my parents, but just in general, that like men shouldn't cry. Like, that's not something that you should do. And it used to be that like I would keep everything like so tight to my chest that once a year something would happen and I would snap and bawl, and that was basically just hitting the reset button. And then it, you know, another year would go by and then something would happen, and so basically once a year would be me like hitting the point of overload, and I'd have to have it out and then reset. But I think since that happened for a while, I was like, you know what? I got to figure out a healthier way of dealing with this, because it can't just bubble up and bubble up and bubble up until it boils over like it was doing in the past.
Hmm. That's an interesting point. Oh, good. I just know it'll be bad for the audio. So when I was in high school, I know that I would hit breaking points a lot of the time because I tried to be there for my friends, and I'd take on extra, like, emotional baggage. Plus, I didn't know how to deal with my own shit because I was 16, 17, whatever years old. So over time, it just became very problematic. But as I've kind of dealt with more things over the last few years and some pretty, like, shitty moments in my life, I've tried to be more open to the way I'm feeling and acknowledging when I'm having a bad day and stopping the idea that, like, when I'm having a bad day, I used to, you know, try and force myself to have a better day. And side note, that doesn't work. When you're having a bad day, just deciding that you're going to have a better day doesn't make the way you're feeling go away. So acknowledging my emotions more has been interesting over the last few years, and trying to be more in tune with them before they end up biting me in the ass down the line.
It's an interesting point you raise, because I used to do the same thing in high school. As I, you know, would talk to a lot of friends who were going through issues of their own, and I would take that on myself and try and help them. Because I couldn't fix what I was feeling, but I thought maybe I can fix or help them get through whatever they're going through, and maybe that would make me feel better. But yeah, it was a byproduct of me not understanding what was going on with myself and not being able to fix it.
That's an interesting thought, actually. That I can't fix myself, so I'll help fix other people. That was totally a fixer for a while, and I knew that, actually. And that was one of the things I acknowledged, but I guess I never thought about that as being true in high school, and that was all the case. So, interesting. Leading into the tail end of this here episode. Masculinity. What does it mean in the modern day? The idea that, like, you know, the traditional man who goes to work and, you know, tough, you gotta be tough and shit like that. That's fading away, and the modern, yeah, you know, you said this in a lot, like, episode 3, the idea of being, like, the modern man, that type of shit. What does that mean? I don't know, but I almost feel like the leaving behind the traditional sense of being a man is an important step in acknowledging our emotions more as guys and, you know, taking on healthier lifestyles. And it's interesting to see that evolution happening. And especially considering we are the first generation that's actually acknowledged that, I think it's interesting seeing the way the traditional men are reacting to that.
I don't really think that masculinity means the same thing it did in previous generations, because everybody just took that to mean, like, you know, having the chest out, being the, you know, the leader of, you know, the family and everything. And I think now it almost seems like a dated term to me, like masculinity, femininity, like it's all encompassing, you know, like you can be a feminine man or you can be a masculine woman. It's like, what does it really mean? You know, it's sort of, they're kind of blending into each other now. And I think it's more just like, why don't we just focus on who we are as people? Like, you know, I don't really think about, am I being masculine? I mean, I've got a rainbow pink llama sitting on my bed right now. Like, that's not exactly the most masculine thing in the truest sense of the word that I could do. But yeah, I kind of had to abandon what my sense of masculinity was at some point, because I just started thinking, does this make me happy? Then yes. Then yeah, I'm going to do it.
A couple episodes, we talked about relationships and careers and how our society is built to have you fit in a box. So same shit with masculinity and femininity and all that. Do you fit into the box of being masculine, being a man? Do you fit into the box of this feminine type person? Ultimately, no one will. And the same thing what we talked about last episode, how fitting into a body type isn't. The concept of modern masculinity in modern society is that there is no boxes, and that ultimately your free expression of who you are is accepted. Who are you as a person? Are you masculine? Does it matter? No. And I think that'll be an interesting change. Thanks so much for listening to this week's episode of the Mentality Podcast. Next week's episode is going to be great because for the first time in the Mentality Podcast history, we're going to be in the same room for an episode. And that's going to be a new theme. We're going to be in the same room more often than we're not. So I hope you're ready. Enjoy yourselves over this next week and have a great day. We'll see you in a week.